Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Next on The Californians.
There's a breathtaking spot in this great land of ours where the mountains descend to the sea in more wondrous beauty than words can express. And my loved one did wait there for me.
They don't know you. And now for news of our own West Coast, we take you to
Los Angeles, Los Angeles, Los Angeles, Los Angeles, Los Angeles, Los Angeles, Los Angeles. You don't need that love. Los Angeles, Los Angeles, Los Angeles, Los Angeles.
KFI AM 640, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. It is early, but it's never too early to have a little fun. All right. Don't forget, we are on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. And of course, here, KFI, AM640.com. Go to our Facebook page. We wanted to kick off the show with a testicle t-shirt.
And I'm not wearing it, by the way.
That's how rumors get started. What is wrong with people? So I don't know if you guys heard about this story. It's a local story. But there was a Long Beach police officer that decided he was going to wear a t-shirt that said testicle. Now, okay, I can kind of get that. I mean, I think it's incredibly inappropriate. Nothing I would wear, even if I were a dude, I think. But he decides to wear it to a sexual harassment seminar. How appropriate. And so, as you can imagine, people were offended, incredibly offended. And he is a Long Beach police officer. So he got in trouble. People were upset at him. And this is ex-Sergeant Timothy O'Hara. And he was, by the way, a Long Beach Police Department port security unit. So there are different divisions, and that's a very important distinction to make, by the way. Anyhow, this guy says that when he was at the sexual harassment training seminar, it bothered some people, ruffled a few feathers. And as a result, he was then subjected by his superiors to relentless scrutiny. Yeah, they ostracized him for alerting superiors to OT violations, overtime violations, by the Long Beach Harbor Patrol. And he's, by the way, is a former Navy SEAL. So I think that says something about his persona. It says something about his self-esteem and the fact that he's probably uber confident. Like, I'm a Navy SEAL. You know what I'm saying? I could kill you with just pointing my thumb at you.
Maybe later on during the show I'll give you the story about the Navy SEAL that works as a porn star as well.
Oh my God, let's go to that right now.
No. Story. That's a great story.
Rocio, is that crazy? Oh my gosh. But okay, so here's the deal. The guy ends up filing a lawsuit against the department because he's like, hey, you guys are wronging me. I was because I was a whistleblower. And so he took it to a jury, and the jury decided O'Hara, he's got a point. So they awarded him $1.7 million. For this alleged retaliation that he suffered at the hands of the city, the department, the police department. That's quite a bit. So the total damages, $1.69, and $1 million of that amount was for is for his past and future pain and suffering. Oh my God, it's so painful. He wore the testicle t-shirt. Who was this jury? I'm sorry. So look, there's a few things I just want to hit up on this story. I feel it's not illegal. It's not illegal for the guy to wear what he wants to wear. Is it inappropriate? Absolutely.
And we're looking at you, Rocio.
I do have a funny story. This one time I met Tommy Chong, and he was wearing a t-shirt that said sex machine.
But was it at a sexual harassment seminar?
No, it wasn't. It was here.
It was here. Yikes.
Wow, now that's a story I want to hear, too.
We're going to get into that, too. But okay, but seriously, let's think about that. He is a police officer. So then part of the question for me was, yeah, he was off duty. It was his own time going to the seminar. But as a police officer, you're off duty. What does that really mean? Because as a police officer, you still retain the same power to act as an officer, right? You don't cease being a cop when you're off duty, quote unquote, right? You still have the power, 24 hours a day, police powers, in your jurisdiction, of course, to arrest, the power to use force, the power to use deadly power, deadly force, the power to shoot someone, end a life. So I feel like there needs to be, it goes back to the decorum as well. Now, I don't understand the reasoning of the jury to give him $1.7 million. Like, what suffering? Okay, so then he, and he's probably screaming at me right now listening to this, but okay, so I'm sure it was humiliating, let's call it that. But what about how, it's funny how you care, you understand how that was humiliating to you and how that was offensive to you and painful, but he didn't, he has no, this O'Hara guy has no respect or really no concern for anyone else outside of himself by the fact that he would wear a testicle t-shirt to a sexual harassment seminar where you don't know if maybe a female in that room is a rape survivor who's kept it to herself and has said no, nothing to anyone. And when she sees that, what does she interpret? A guy that doesn't care and looks at the sexual harassment seminar as mockery, as, ha, I'm going to do what I'm going to do.
One of the worst phrases in the English language is, I'm sorry you were offended by it.
Yeah. Okay. What do you mean?
It's case in point. You know, that's his answer right there. I'm sorry you were offended by it, but I did this anyways.
Right. But I will also argue that you are held to a higher standard.
Not me.
No, right. But
Rocio, maybe, but not me.
Stop it. But as a police officer.
Definitely you.
You should be held to a higher standard. We give you the power of the badge. A firearm. Rocio, as a woman, here's what kills me. Why are you to be so disrespectful? Can you just think of your mom? You came out of a vagina. All of us.
It's super inappropriate to wear a shirt like that, even if you're at the supermarket. I'm sorry. It is.
Right? I mean, if you saw that, and there are t-shirts that show testicles, by the way, like little cartoon drawings. Why? Really, why?
They put them on trucks.
I didn't know that. Have you seen that?
Yes. Why do you guys do that?
Why are you looking at me? I only have them on my bike.
Hashtag insecurity. Hashtag small.
Anyways, I didn't mean to interrupt. I apologize.
I mean, that's when you put them, if you put the sticker on your truck, come on, hashtag small.
No, they put the actual, like, you know, on the little.
Wow,
on
she
the,
just said that.
Can we not say that?
No.
That's okay. I'll take care of it.
I love it. I love it. That's so funny. But I mean, okay, so it's just, is it just me? But I feel like $1.7 million, really? Because of his past and future pain? Get over it. You're a Navy SEAL. You should be able to take it. Hello? Weren't you up against ISIS and Al-Qaeda? And now a little, we retaliated against you, and so my little feelings are hurt. Come on. That is ludicrous. Is that not hypocrisy? Am I not the only one that sees the hypocrisy? And I'm a former Navy SEAL, but oh my gosh.
Navy SEALs have feelings too, Elizabeth.
I know they do, but this is a money-making scheme, and that's what bothers me. This is a guy that took advantage of the system and is litigious and decided to take advantage of taxpayer dollars, and that's where I draw the line! Rocio, how are you feeling? Is that scary yet?
I'm awake.
This is just to get you going, you guys. I just want you to be awake. No, but I do think this guy took advantage of the system. He's a former Navy SEAL. He knows the inner workings of government. He knows. He probably allowed it to be... He probably set it up where there was a paper trail to show retaliation. You got to prove this stuff. I mean, you can't just make it up, right? Retaliation for being a whistleblower. Oh, I think this was all cooked in the books. Mm-hmm.
I have a theory. Maybe he didn't want to do the class in the first place.
Which is fine.
That's his way of maybe getting out of it. And then he found out he could make money off of it.
Well, but he didn't get out of it. He still had to go to the class. But
yeah, that's true.
Then at that point, you go. But I want you guys to tweet me. What do you guys think? I mean, and I'm curious about this whole, like, on-duty, off-duty police officer, you know, scenario, because in a lot of instances, people are saying, look, and I do agree with this fact that you can wear what you want to wear. Don't tell me what to wear. But when you look at the definition of sexual harassment, by the way, in a workplace or other professional or social situations, it involves the making of unwanted sexual advances or obscene remarks. That's an obscene remark. Testicle. And you may look at that and say that's tomato, tomato, potato, potato. But for someone who might have that, you know, certain words and things can set off memories, traumatic memories. Mm-hmm. And I think you see a guy who should be a moral authority as well. Because if you're going to give him that much power and influence, the badge, the power of the badge.
It's not really that much power if he's wearing his only weakness on his T-shirt.
Wow. And on that note, I hope to hear from you kids. All right, Rocio, you got to save me. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Rocio Rivera, I like your top. KFI AM 640. Don't forget to hit us up on Twitter and Instagram. Of course, Twitter is at E underscore Espinosa and Instagram at Elizabeth Espinosa. And that's E-S-P-I-N-O-S-A, not Z-A. Okay. How crazy has that story been? You know, the video that went viral with the United Airlines passenger who was kicked off the plane because they needed to transport United Airlines crew to another city to jump on a plane and do their job. Of course, we all know that that guy is going to probably make some pretty good cash because everyone's got a smartphone. You can't do that. I mean, the guy's bloody. I mean, that video was so dramatic. So how do you not get bumped off your plane? Is that even a possibility? Okay. I used to work for two airlines. Having said that, Mark Alpert has the better solution for you. He knows. He's the editor-in-chief of VoyageReport.com. Everything you need to know about travel, that's your destination. See what I did there? You see what I did there, Mark, with the destination part?
Fantastic. I
know.
I loved it, Elizabeth. Thank you so much.
Crazy. So, first of all, come on. Give me your reaction. Everyone's been talking about it, and I know it's been out there for some time, but come on. Were you not blown away by that?
Well, first of all, it's incredible it even got to that point.
Yeah.
I mean, normally airlines handle this kind of thing at the gate area. They don't let you board if they know the flight's going to be full. You know, and United's explanation for this whole thing changed as things went on. You know, initially they said it was overbooked. Then they acknowledged, well, actually, it wasn't overbooked, but then we had flight crews show up at the last minute. I mean, just incredible. And then, of course, their social media fail, you know, the way they came out. And then at first calling the passenger belligerent, not apologizing in their initial statement. I mean, it just was sort of this perfect storm of failures, I think.
Oh, my gosh. So what do I do? I'm on a plane. In fact, when I was traveling recently to the Middle East, I flew L.A., New York. And when I get to New York, my boarding pass said seat request. And I thought, wait a minute, I'm a full revenue passenger. I should have my aisle seat already in place. And they said, no, the flight's been oversold. And we're asking for volunteers to get off the plane. And I thought, holy crap, plane. And I did people, you know, jumped off. But what do you do?
Right. Well, actually, that's one key tip, and it's free, which is pick a seat, any seat, even if it's not the seat you eventually want to fly, right, because you can change the seat once check-in opens or once you get to the airport. Just pick a seat, any seat. That's one of the factors that an airline can use to decide who they're going to bump. Another one, make sure you check in, Elizabeth, for the flight as soon as possible. We're talking up to 24 hours in advance when the airlines open it. Some European airlines allow you to check in up to 30 hours, but don't wait until you get to the airport. Why? Because time of check-in can be used as a factor when they're deciding who to bump. Another key way, simply join the airline's rewards program. I mean, they want to obviously keep their loyal flyers. So if you fly the airline frequently or even infrequently, just join their free rewards program. That's a key way, too.
That's actually brilliant. But wait a minute. That's really upsetting to me. So I used to work at the ticket counter at Terminal 7 here in LA, at LAX, at United Airlines. And I don't recall, I mean, mind you, I was in college. I don't necessarily recall us bumping so many people off. But I think the airlines have become kind of a greyhound, right? More so now than back in the day. But how is it that you're a full revenue passenger, so you're paying full price, and you get to the airport? See, I am notorious for not doing the early check-in. I'm sorry. It's an act of Congress to get me to the computer and check in.
So I'm from now on, won't you?
I know. I'm going to think of Mark Albert, chief editor of VoyageReport.com every time when they tell me, Ms. Espinosa, you're going to have to get off the plane. We need space. How is that even possible, though, if you're a full revenue passenger? You're paying full price.
Right. Well, I mean, even if you buy the ticket, you get the ticket number, you get the boarding pass, you've paid your price. According to an airline's contract of carriage, they actually don't have to board you in certain circumstances. You don't have a guarantee to be on that aircraft at that time of day. So you have to really be proactive in trying to make sure you're going to get where you want to go. So not only those free tips that we just gave you, but also something like if you're going to fly a lot, perhaps consider being loyal to one airline. You can get elite status. Airlines are much less likely to bump somebody who has elite status by a higher fare class, by first class if you can afford it. I mean, all these things will help to try to increase your chances of being on that plane.
Wow. So then let's go back to this United Airlines passenger who was kicked off. Could he have said, okay, I'll get off, but isn't there some type of compensation? I mean, don't they still have to give you money to get on another plane or at least buy you lunch? I don't know. Starbucks?
Right. So the Department of Transportation actually has rules that airlines must follow if they're going to involuntarily bump you off a flight. So based on the cost of your original ticket and how long it takes the airline to get you to your destination, if you're involuntarily bumped, you are due compensation up to $1,350. Now, if you voluntarily give up your seat, which is most of the time that this happens, airlines are asking for volunteers before they involuntarily bump somebody. If you voluntarily give up your seat, there is no cap. So you can negotiate. In this particular instance in United, we heard that they offered 800, maybe 1,000, but other airlines are more generous. Why? They want to get those people off the plane so they don't have to involuntarily bump them. So you can negotiate if your plans are flexible, if you know the flight is going to be full. Before they come to you, go to them. If you've got flexibility, you can negotiate over the price, whether it's a voucher or cash, whether you get a hotel or food voucher, even if you get bumped up to first class for the next flight they're going to rebook you on.
Wow. So you have to know that you can negotiate that.
Oh, yeah. And I've done it before. You simply, here's my best advice. If you know that the flight is full, overbooked, maybe you looked at the seat map, maybe you asked the agent at the ticket counter when you checked in, simply go up to the gate agent about an hour before. Usually they show up to the gate about an hour before. Just walk up very casually and say you wanted to let them know that your plans are flexible and that if they need your seat for any reason, you'd be happy to volunteer for another flight. Now, that gives them an indication that you may be somebody to turn to. They may ask to take your name and put it on a list. They could ask to hold on to your boarding pass. But I do that all the time when my plans are flexible.
Mm.
I used to make a lot of money. There was this report, Elizabeth, this family over that weekend where Delta had all the weather meltdowns.
Yeah.
They made $11,000.
No, stop.
By taking bumping vouchers.
Oh, my God. I was just thinking while you were explaining that, I thought, what if I've been doing this whole time? I should just get into the business of getting bumped.
You
oh my.
Leaving money on the table.
$11,000, that's brilliant.
Yeah, they were bumped over and over again, and that's how much they made.
Wow. See, I think because I still come from the very much the non-revenue passenger mentality, because I grew up, my father worked for Mexicana Airlines for a million years. Just thought, you know, you get bumped, but that's because you're...
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
No, you're not paying full price, but when you're full painful price, you would think. Anyway, so tell me about any travel deals, because I was thinking about Hawaii this summer, and what do we got?
Actually, I have to say, Hawaiian Airlines is the best when it comes to involuntary bump passengers. They had the lowest rate among all U.S. carriers last year.
Oh.
Delta was the second best. So if you are flying to Hawaii, you know, that's a really, really good airline as far as getting to your flight. As far as deals go, we've got a great one this year for the U.S. Virgin Islands. Have you ever been there?
I've never been, but I think I'm hopping onto your website as we speak.
Oh, my gosh. St. Croix, St. Thomas, they are beautiful. This year, the Virgin Islands are celebrating their 100th year of being a U.S. territory by giving all visitors who stay in one of nearly three dozen hotels $300 credits. That's $300. You can use it for tours, activities, rental cars, you name it. I mean, what a deal, right? Just to celebrate their birthday.
I love that.
Go to the Virgin Islands, stay in one of those hotels, $300. Oh, impressive.
That is really impressive. Wow, that's a great deal. Okay, so for more deals, because I know you've got some great stuff for Europe and Asia, even some safaris, check out voyagereport.com. Mark Albert, thank you so much for joining us. And those are incredible tips. If you guys want to hear this again, you should podcast this and send it to your friends, because I had no idea, and I even worked in the airline business, so I'm impressed.
Well, thank you so much. And of course, our goal is to teach people how to find these deals on their own. So we've got a whole video course you can take at voyagereport.com. Just click on courses.
You're awesome. Thank you so much. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Let's head to the newsroom for now to see what's going on.
Now more than ever, it is important to band together as Southern Californians to fight the threat that lives on our streets and runs rampant on our freeways. Traffic. If you see something, say something at 888-500-5003 or call #250 and say KFI Traffic. Because when we work together, we make our streets safe and navigable.
KFI, an iHeart radio station.
You know it's fine, I go, ooh, maybe the reason the right.
KFI AM 640, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. Loving your comments on Twitter and Instagram. I wanted to just, before I forget, you guys, I know we'll talk about more of everything in the calendar section, but last week I went to a boxing class. There's a new studio in Santa Monica, right there, right by the pier off of Ocean Avenue. It's called Box Union. Oh my God, it's such a good workout. It's really pretty. It's very fancy. And it's not, like, it's a good price. I think it's only like, I don't know, I'm going to say like $15 or $20. They're probably like, Elizabeth, it's $50. Thanks for reducing our prices. No, I don't know what it is, but it's pretty reasonable. And the class is only like 45 minutes.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Because anything over an hour, I'm like, yes. I've got to go. I've got places to be.
Yeah.
Wait, so you're going to stop beating up people in basements?
Exactly. Yes.
That's I wasn't supposed to talk about the club.
No, you're not.
Sorry.
That outside voice of yours gets away from you. Yes, no, that place is fantastic. Check it out, Box Union in Santa Monica. And I might actually start taking classes there regularly so I can be really buff. Because I'm getting some hate mail, but it's all good. Just kidding.
Oh, my God.
No, we love you all. Hey, what do you guys think about this story? Should processed meat be banned from LA school meals? Good luck with that, because everything you eat in this country is processed. Thank you, Monsanto. Thank you. My gosh. So there's an advocacy group, of course, in LA School District, the second largest in the nation, as you know. We've got more than, 660,000 students?
It's like a small country.
It really is, from kindergarten through 12th grade. In fact, their budget is up there. Isn't it like, I think I remember $1.5 billion or something crazy.
Yeah, I remember doing the story and just being blown away by the numbers.
Yeah, and that's more than probably what the Ivory Coast produces in their GDP, but there you go. It's incredible the amount of money. So, of course, it's not incredibly well cared for and distributed. But the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, they actually have filed a lawsuit. And the lawsuit is basically asking a court to ban the district, LAUSD, from offering processed meats. And it's doing the same thing, actually, down south in San Diego County over at the Poway School District. Well, I guess these doctors are saying there is a recognized association between eating processed meats. I know I feel it in my tummy, and developing cancer, diabetes, and cardiovascular disease. Okay, we're gonna die, guys. I'm just
that
saying.
That's true,
right? But I do like some of the processed meat. But it is bad for you. You're right. So, for example, a district lunch menu for this month over here at LAUSD is something like turkey pastrami croissant sandwich with cheese, turkey hot dog, and then breakfast can include like beef sausage, turkey chorizo. You like how I said that? Mm. I don't eat chorizo.
That sounds amazing. I love all of that.
Whatever happened to the old verbiage of the school menus? Where's the vegetable medley?
Says the
Where's
vegetarian.
The Lil Smokies?
Mystery meat.
The mystery meat. Where's the square pizza? Where is the square pizza?
Oh, the square pizza. You're making me hungry.
I'm sorry. It's too early for square pizza.
No, I love that stuff.
It's never too early.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, having done the morning show for as long as I have, I can't stand breakfast anymore. So actually, I'll go to Norm's and have I'll have the sole, the cod, the swordfish, the salmon. Oh, I'll have.
So you're that person that'll roll up in the middle.
Yeah.
Do you know what that's like on a cook? Because usually you have your breakfast stuff already out. So, yes, go into the walk-in, thaw out some food and steak just because you're special.
Yeah, I want the ribeye, and I want a baked potato. I want all these other fixings with it. Yeah, I love that stuff. I guess the group is arguing that this whole thing with the processed meats is violating our code, our California education code, which requires schools to feed our kids our highest quality meals and provide the greatest nutritional value possible. I don't know. Has that ever happened?
I say education first, then food.
But there are those. But there are those who would argue. Let me take the other position for these guys. Food is medicine. And medicine to your brain makes your dendrites become more efficient. And therefore, you are smarter. And therefore, you have a better quality of life because you invent something that makes my life better, like Google.
Well, if you think about food as fuel and you want to use dendrites in there, they're fired by the axons. And that's done nothing but just simple sugars and electricity.
Can we do the neutron dance now? So scientific. But I don't know how you do that, though, truthfully, because I feel like even when you go to a organic supermarket or a restaurant, you don't really know. I mean, the sticker says organic, and maybe that's just the skeptic in me, but I'm like, is it really organic? Or did Ralph's or Vons just put that on there to get more money from me?
I have no idea, but Rocio, you did LAUSD, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You went to, how many years?
Hopefully more than two.
She's like, Elizabeth, I graduated. Relax.
I know. Wow.
What was the question?
No. So do you remember your meals being nutritional? Did you like your meals?
No. They were kind of gross, actually.
I know.
They were minus the pizza. The square pizza was good.
Square pizza. Yeah.
But everything else was kind of on the gross
true.
Side.
I remember my little meals. I didn't go to LAUSD, funny enough. I was born in Hollywood, thank you.
Aren't we bougie?
I know, we really are.
Bad and bougie.
Grew up in the South Bay. Yeah, so bougie. I went to Lawndale Elementary Unified. I went to Jane Addams there in Lawndale for 8 years, you know. And I remember the school lunches being, kind of gross, whatever. And then I went to high school, went to North Torrance High School, which is Torrance Unified. And the food, gross. I mean, same thing. But then, we could go off campus for lunch.
And
we
would. No way.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you
yeah.
got to go off campus?
Yeah. Absolutely. And then
I went to Long Beach Poly. I got off campus and I got shot.
Really?
No, dead serious.
Oh, no.
There was a restaurant right next called Tommy's. Oh, and that was, they used to send out little notices saying that if you do eat off campus, if you go off campus after school, do not go to Tommy's. Because that's,
really?
Yeah, that's a gang sort of. There's been a lot of people that got popped in Tommy's.
He's like street cred
in front of the
here.
School guy in front of. Anyways, I don't want to go.
He's like,
this,
I remember but. Steve. He was such a nice kid.
But we had pizza. We actually had people bring in Domino's pizza every Thursday.
What?
So, yeah.
Speaking of bougie, no one brought me anything. All I know is when I got my car, I was so excited. In my junior year? I know, it's kind of spoiled for a second there, I'm not going to lie. And we would drive to the Galleria Mall, and we would go to the food court there. It was so awesome. We'd have some Napoli pizza and a mushroom, pepperoni. Yummy, yummy.
I used to ditch school and go what? Shopping.
Why?
I would go to the mall too, but I wouldn't eat, I would shop.
Oh my God, I am not surprised.
You what do
such
you
a
shop
fashionista.
For?
She's such a fashionista. Look at her producer.
I know.
Does she ever come in looking sloppy? Never.
Never, oh never again. God. And those pink headphones are just completely on fleek.
Seriously.
Thank you.
Yes. And the cute little brown, what is it, like a green, dark green vest with the gray long sleeve and the really cool jeans and the Uggs. Girl, you're too cute.
Thank you.
And see, this is all due to processed meats.
It is. That's why we believe processed meats
true.
Are the way to go. We disagree with you, doctors. No, I'm kidding. I think it would be wonderful. I just think that's going to be incredibly difficult. How do you really, really, how do you make sure that, enforce that meats aren't processed? I will say this. You know how you do it? You go producer Brent style. You become
a vegetarian.
Yeah. And I've been thinking about it a lot, actually. I want to, since I got back from Israel, I kid you not, I didn't really eat a lot of meat there.
Hmm?
And I felt so good. I felt so light.
It's all about La Vida Verde, man.
La Vida Verde. The green life, for those of you who don't speak Spanish. But my digestive tract, my intestines, the
oh,
large
God,
and the
here
small.
We go. No.
My rectal, just kidding. You feel really good.
Yeah,
it's good
here
to
go.
Take breaks from meat.
It is.
It's really, I mean, it's good for you because it's protein, but it also has the bad sides of, bad for your gastrointestinal stuff.
Issues, I know. Well, see, and that's the thing, because I will say as a woman, we have stuff that happens once a month, and so we need our iron supply build up. And anemia is a real issue for women. I'm one of them, and so I have to either do iron supplements or, eat more red meat. And then
or
if
become
I
a vampire.
Meat, become a vampire. I've been considering that. But if I do the red meat, then my triglycerides shoot up. It's bad for your body. And then cholesterol. And not to mention weight. Ugh, you know. First world problems. Okay, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Did you guys order my steak? Oh, Rocio Rivera, take it away. Off to breakfast. Dance. I love this song. A little Katy Perry for you this morning. Good morning, everybody. 5:51 a.m. KFI AM 640, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. So excited. I see him through the window. The guy that's going to beat Uber, Lyft. He's, oh my God, it's the entrepreneur. We've got him here in studio. I'm so excited. Michael Pappas from Ride and Go. It's an app that's going to change your world, and it's not functioning just yet because they're still working on it. But we have an incredible interview with him coming up at the top of the hour. But first, again, shout out to all of you. I love you so much on Twitter and Instagram. Richard, you are the sweetest thing. I just want to say hello and good morning to you specifically. I posted a picture yesterday on my Instagram, at Elizabeth Espinosa, with my brother Christian. As you know, he's special needs. And Richard is funny because we get into it, politically speaking. Well, we don't see eye to eye. But he is adorable. He writes, Elizabeth, this is my his tweet to me. Always brings a tear to my eye to see the bond you have with your brother. We may not see eye to eye politically, Elizabeth, but I love you. I love you back, Richard. And that's the beauty, right, of our democracy, that we can exchange our ideas peacefully and disagree peacefully. Agree to disagree. Well, I'll tell you what. I think we all agree one thing. Bill O'Reilly's out. That's right. See you later. That's right. Don't let the door hit you. Oh, wait. Bill O'Reilly's back, though, already? Come on. Did you guys hear about this craziness? All right, so Bill O'Reilly, as you know, the host of the Factor, or the No Spin News. Yeah, it was all spin.
It's the No Spin Zone. Come on.
Oh, sorry. I can't keep up. There's so many. It's like fake news, wannabe news. I mean, his Fox News channel really has adopted the whole fake news argument by President Trump. Yeah, so the guy that President Trump did say was a good guy. Why is everybody attacking him for being a groper? Well, I guess it takes one to know one. So there it is. O'Reilly is out after 20 years on his show. Apparently, he didn't get a chance to say goodbye to viewers because he was on vacation. Oh, must be nice when the decision was made. It's interesting. There are a lot of theories out there, but aren't you a little surprised that he just went out without a fight? Because he'd been so in so much hot water in the past. This is nothing new. Like in 2004, there were some other big sexual harassment claims. The culture was pretty crazy, to say the least.
The funniest part of this entire exchange, what happened to him, was my favorite line in Friday. How did you get fired on your day off?
No, it was all so well calculated, sadly. But here's what I was
great
saying
call,
is,
to be honest.
Say again?
Great line.
Exactly. Okay, but get this, guys. Are you ready for this? Bill O'Reilly is coming back. Yeah, just when we thought we got rid of him. Yeah, it's called Podcast. He's coming back tomorrow. Yes, as in Monday. If you're podcasting me, then you're like, wait, what day is it today? No, so tomorrow, Monday. The word is he's coming back with a new podcast. And he's promoting himself out there. And I'm dying to know who is going to sponsor his show now. Because that was the whole, like, that was what brought him down, is that all these sponsors started pulling out. Wow.
No.
Wow. And will we hear of... Will we hear a Bill O'Reilly completely unhinged because there are no FCC rules, regulations? This guy's going to go crazy.
He can do whatever he wants on this podcast.
You know, he doesn't need to work. You realize that, right? He has made so much money. He can live off the interest of just this last year's salary.
I don't know. People like that need to work, though.
Well,
work in a sense of staying in the public eye, because that's where his bread and butter is.
It's not his bread and butter. I think the bread and butter there... Butter, I can't speak, has to do with his ego.
Well, he's not a cook. Where is he going to go? He has to stay in the public limelight.
Honey, he has made so much money on that show and then his books. that he, you know, promotes. He can go on a speaking tour.
Remember, there's still some pending sexual harassment cases as well. Those don't go away.
That's true. But
so
he has
to find cash to pay for them.
No, but he has an army of lawyers. You think these people don't know how to manage money?
And lawyers don't eat.
They have someone at that level not only understands money and how to duplicate it, because it really is about a relationship with money at the end of the day. He just can't control his person. I mean, you've heard those crazy stories about how his ex-wife, you know, who talked about how he would beat her and drag her down the stairs, all these allegations that he kept saying, no, no, that's not true. It's no way. It's terrible. But it's just sad that it's 2017 and we're still talking about sexual harassment in the workplace. And it was really a big part of the culture. And it wasn't an easy decision, apparently, for the Murdoch family. They were pretty split up about it until finally, before they went to the board, they decided, you know what, let's get rid of him. I mean, you've got these sponsors that are dropping like flies.
Yeah. After they started losing money, it got really easy.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, I think that there's...
No, it's just capitalism.
But the lesson there too, right? Fortune 500 businesses of the type, you know, are pulled their advertising from O'Reilly's show, contrary to popular myth, thank you. Not bastions of... It wasn't based on bastions of racism or sexism or right-wing thuggery, but they wanted to also be seen as environmentally responsible, right? They want to be seen as tolerant. They want to be seen as modern. Those are actually important values.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
President Trump. Oh, I meant O'Reilly. Him too.
Oh, that was a Freudian slip.
I know. It's crazy. But there it is. O'Reilly. I don't know. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to be running to the podcast. Not going to be running to the podcast. And
aren't
the way,
you at the slightest bit curious?
No, not at all.
See who he blames?
No, I'm sure I will read about it at some point. It'll come down my feed. I don't want to see it, but it's going to come down. And by the way, there's a connection here in terms of Wendy Walsh, one of our hosts here on the weekend, who is represented by Allred's daughter, right? Lisa Bloom? And or is it Gloria?
I'm sorry, I have a mouthful of noodles. I couldn't answer.
Anyway, so she'd been a guest expert on the show, and he made some advances, and then he, of course, denied it, and now there's... Of course, O'Reilly's like, oh, I'm going to sue all of you women for saying bad things about me. Okay, dude. Like, and also, look, to be fair, he's of that era where you would slap a woman on the butt back in the day when he started the business, and it was acceptable.
Yeah, we all like Mad Men.
Right, and times have changed. And for some people, that change is incredibly arduous, and they haven't been able to make the adjustment. Did you like that big word?
Wow. Yeah, I was about to compliment you on that.
Speaking about big words, big dreams, big goals, and an incredibly big app coming your way. It's called Write and Go. And a big guest in so many ways. And he's fantastic. Michael Pappas is joining us live in studio. You can't miss this. Is he going to take out Uber? We have all the details coming up. The secrets, the insider secrets coming up. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. KFI AM 640. It's everywhere. 6:04 a.m. Good morning, everyone. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Thanks for tuning in. iHeartRadio, I love you all. Coming to us from Texas. Where else? Louisiana. Here, I hear you and I see you in New York. Of course, all over the West Coast. Love you. All right, so who takes Uber? Raise your hand. Who takes Lyft? Raise your hand. Who does See Jane Go? Is that it? See Jane Go, yeah. It's the app just for women that's only in Orange County right now. Raise your hand. I would raise my hand, but I don't actually end up always driving when I go to Orange County. And then there is a new player in town. Watch out. That's right. It is called Ride and Go. So it's R-Y-D-E-N-G-O. Mm-hmm. Very cool. And the founder is with us in studio. Come on, that's fantastic. It is 6 o'clock in the morning in Burbank, and this man, nothing stops him. He's like, I am coming in. So Michael Pappas, welcome and good morning, and thank you for being here.
Thank you, Elizabeth. It's a privilege to be here at the great KFI.
Oh, wonderful. Show. You were dying to jump in with the O'Reilly thing for a second.
Oh, so God, yes.
What were your 2 cents on that?
Oh, I was just thinking O'Reilly's next book is killing my career. You know, that's the first thing I thought. And I was like, wow. And then you guys were discussing whether he had the money. And I'm like, that guy's made so much money off of his career and that nonsense that went on the airways from his show. So I don't think he's going to have a problem. But then you brought up something that blew my mind was the whole stairs with the wife allegations.
Oh, you know what?
I never even heard of that.
There's drama. Well, I'll just do fake news here. But anyway, I'm kidding. No, the stories are insane.
Really?
But I'll tell you what's awesome and insane in a positive way is your app.
Thank you.
And we want to make sure that you know it's not up and running just yet, but it really, you're in the investor stage.
Yes,
phase.
We're working with investors, getting in contact with investors. But, you know, you want a level of investor that is good for the company. You know, I've had a lot of lower level ones come in, but you don't want to, you want a bigger one that has substantial connections and other stuff.
Gotcha. Like so you are I should say graphic artist, but you're an artist,
yes,
developer, a little bit of everything. You are now with Write and Go asking or telling the world, meet the new generation of ride sharing.
Version 2.0.
It's the driver subscription plan. Drivers keep 100% with no commissions.
Imagine that. And their tips. You know, we don't put our hand in their tip jar.
And you say a new level of security for passengers and drivers. Please explain. I know that your Ride and Go app was written up by the LA Times this week because you're having some fun times with the state. With the state. But before we go into that, explain the app, Ride and Go.
Okay. Well, Ride and Go is a driver subscription ride share company where drivers pay a monthly subscription to use the app technology, and they keep 100% of their commission, and they have the ability to basically set their own prices for themselves. Whereas, of course, Uber and Lyft, they set what your price value is. So, you know, that's something they have no control over. We give them the ability to set their value in the marketplace. And then, of course, luckily, customers can put out a ride request, and drivers in their area will respond to that request with the prices they set for themselves every day, giving the customers the best choices in pricing that fits their budget. And then basically what you have is the Amazon of transportation now.
The Amazon of transportation. Okay, so give me an example.
Of what that would be?
Yeah, you said, like, for example, if you get to an intersection and there's 4 gas stations.
Yeah, okay, exactly. Amazon for transportation, well, when I say that is, I mean, like, any of us go on Amazon and we put out a product request, we'll get back 5 or 6 merchants with the prices they set for themselves. Amazon doesn't dictate to those merchants what their value, you know, what their pricing is.
Right.
Well, like with drivers, the ability to set their pricing is that it's similar to us being at 4 corners looking at 4 gas stations, where the owners of each gas station are setting their prices for themselves, not being dictated by other people or the landowners or the gas station or the gas companies that own them. It's their business. You know, if you and I were owning markets, you know, and we were selling candy bars, can you imagine someone telling us what we had to sell our products for?
Mm.
You know, but the same thing in Amazon. Imagine if Amazon dictated to their merchants what they were worth. But it gets to the thing where you have Uber says you're an independent contractor, you're self-employed. However, you can't set your prices.
Gotcha.
Now, how independent is that?
I don't know. It doesn't sound like it, but let me say this. I'm a little bit of a conspiracy theorist at times, they say. The California Public
Funny,
Utilities.
Funny, because Coast to Coast just left.
Yeah. You were too much. California Public Utilities Commission kind of came after you, and that was part of the write-up with you at the LA Times. And they're telling you to cease and desist. Whoa, you haven't even started. No one's even working with you guys
exactly.
yet. You don't even have a driver.
Exactly.
So why, and do you feel that this little thing called the special interest lobby is out there and is happy and very well?
Well, I'll tell you, if anybody was surprised, it was myself when I opened up an email and I saw the cease and desist and it said Ride and Go. And I'm like, cease and desist what? We're not in operation.
You just have a website.
Yeah, with the website and all the stuff, the Twitter page, but that's freedom of speech. We have a right to promote the cause and promote a business model that can change the industry. Yeah,
right.
A concept that will push it in the right direction. However, there must be somebody that really is getting in under their skin.
Because you're also getting attention from all over the world.
Exactly. Oh, absolutely. You know, when the first LA Times article came out, that started it. Then TechCrunch did their article.
That
exploded. But, you know, it was funny. The first article in 30 hours, we had 900 people sign up. But then after TechCrunch, it exploded. And I had people from Indonesia, you know, South Africa, North Africa, Europe, Canada, Mexico saying, we'd love this here too. And then, of course, they would write in the memos, you know, Uber is ruining us. So that was translating. And it reverberated around the world. Somebody didn't like that. And I think it's really weird that the CPUC, you know, this particular individual who gets paid about $93,000 plus a year couldn't have spent 5 minutes to figure out we weren't operating. But, you know, I told you the story when we were on the TV show.
TV show. Did you say TV show?
Oh, yeah, TV show. Sure. What is that show again?
I wanted to make sure you all knew this incredible man is going to be on PBS tonight. So you get to see his beautiful face. He's a very good looking man, ladies. At 5 p.m. on PBS SoCal, Studio SoCal. Take it away.
There you go. And it's a great show and everybody has to watch it. And you have to follow Elizabeth Twitter and Instagram.
Look at you. You're the best. Oh, my gosh. They got to follow you also. And Michael.
Yeah.
So are you going to take out Uber? Is that the deal? They're the big ones. And
yeah.
I have to tell you, the trouble at Fox News right now with everything going down, Ailes is out, now O'Reilly, and who knows who's next. Are you going to be taking out the ride-hailing giant? Because I feel like there's a similarity with all the scandal happening at Uber with the sexual assault accusations of their drivers, the security issue, the fact that there's a viral video right now of it's Travis, right? The CEO.
Who's
screaming at a driver. Not very nice.
It
just feels like Uber is turning a blind eye to the misconduct of high performers within the company. And in fact, they had a president that was there for
6 months. Then he resigned. And then they lost about a week and a half ago their head of PR.
Yeah,
she left as well. You know, there's an old Russian saying that fish rot from the head down. So, the company, I mean, everybody knows that the moral or the standard of a company starts at the CEO and goes through down. I mean, if the top management's bad, what do you think all the other lower management's going to act like?
Right.
You know, Travis is an extremely smart businessman. And he's really great at starting companies.
Travis Kalanick.
Yeah. Well, I call him Kalanick.
Kalanick, sorry.
Everyone says different. I've heard different versions.
He's the CEO, by the way, of Uber.
He was. And he's one of the co-founders because Garrett Camp was his other co-founder, but you don't hear much about him. However, it's just the culture at the company. Obviously, they wouldn't be in the news if the culture was good. You know, I mean, that the culture has issues at that company. And we're seeing it every week.
And you know what? This is such an opportunity in this space for you to be the Google, per se, of ride-hailing services, right? Like a good culture, positivity.
Like Amazon, too. Bezos, what he created with Amazon.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos.
Same thing. You know, when they created Google, I mean, there were a dozen or so search engines at the time, and people used to tell them, why do you need another search engine? You're going to fail. And then what did they end up becoming? A leader in the industry.
And I think that's going to be you. All right. I am dying to know. We're out of time, but I want to invite you back because I want to understand what it takes to become an entrepreneur because you have such an incredible background. How did you even come up with this idea? Have I teased you guys at home enough? Well, let's do that interview. So don't go anywhere. Okay. Stick around.
I'll stick around. You have me for the whole time.
Michael Pappas, ladies and gentlemen. And the app is Ridengo, RYDENGO.com. If you want to check it out. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Best of luck. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa on KFI AM 640. Hey, we're switching gears. We have a new anchor, a new face.
Hey.
Haven't even said hello. You didn't even come over and say hi to me, Julie Slater.
I'm too stressed out. This is only my third shift. I'm just too stressed out. I got to get the information happening.
there's information. Okay. Take it away, Julie.
All right. Sheriff's investigators say a shooting in Monroe.
KFI AM 640, 622 AM. Don't forget to tweet us at @E_Espinosa and Instagram at Elizabeth Espinosa. Were you guys out there at Pershing Square downtown Los Angeles yesterday? Oh, I would have loved to have been out there. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful day, as you know, here in sunny Southern California, but there was a big march for Science LA. Yeah, they've marched from like either, I think it was Pershing Square over to City Hall. And the signs were up. It was a really good turnout. I heard it was in the thousands. About 500 cities around the world participated. And I know I got some tweets from friends who live in downtown. And then my buddy, who's a neurologist at UCLA and also neuropsychologist friends, all my little science friends, were down there. And they sent me pictures of their signs. And it seemed like a lot of fun. But more importantly, it was about a very important message, which is that we've got to... Yeah, we have a very interesting era of, in terms of the political climate and how they feel about global change, global, you know, climate change and science. And so it was interesting. LA Times did a really nice job too, writing up about a 52-year-old doctor that was out there yesterday that says that she has not participated in any of these protests. But since this last week, two of her patients were diagnosed with cancer, she wanted to make sure she was out there. And her patients are 8 years old and the other one only 4 years old. And so many of them saying, we need to be out here. We need to support science. Oh, it was really, really, really cool. All right. So speaking of science, we wanted to get into a little bit of our own history and science discoveries here in Los Angeles in our backyard. Did you hear about another set of fossils? Yeah, fossils discovered at Metro subway excavation site. You know how we keep, you know, we're wanting to expand our public transit system here in Los Angeles. So it's the second time in 5 months, apparently, that construction over at the Metro Purple Line extension has led to the discovery of Ice Age fossils. I think that's just fantastic. And have you been to La Brea Tar Pits? It's basically an open air museum. It's fantastic. Dr. Emily Lindsay is the assistant curator and excavation site director at La Brea Tar Pits. What is that like? What's the look on your face when someone says, oh my God, we found Ice Age fossils? I'm serious. How do you even know? I mean, how does that process start? Welcome, doctor. Good morning.
Good morning.
How do you, like when you find bones, you just say, I mean, because I would think it might be just like, I hate to say this, a little animal, like maybe a dog had died and you found them. Or no, you would know immediately by the size of the discovery.
Yeah, by the size of the bones and what they look like, we're usually able to tell pretty quickly if it was, an animal that isn't around here anymore or something that, may have just wandered in yesterday. But, you know, we find fossils from this time period every single day at the Liberated Tar Pits where I'm lucky enough to work.
Wow. So what kind of fossils were these?
The ones that were found in the Metro site?
Yeah, the Purple Line.
So the most recent discovery, they found two fossils. One is a leg bone of a proboscidian. That's sort of a fancy term for elephant relative. And we were saying proboscidian because we're not sure yet if it was a mammoth or a mastodon. But that's a really, really big leg bone that they found. And then the other one is an arm bone of an ancient camel. And both of these are animals that used to walk around right here in L.A. not all that long ago, just a little more than 10,000 years ago, although these bones might be quite a bit older than that.
Wow, that's amazing. Are they going to be on display at some point? How does this work?
You know, we don't know. We haven't decided yet if they'll be on display. If they are, so these bones will ultimately go to the Natural History Museum, which is sort of the parent organization of the La Brea Tar Pits, because they weren't found in asphaltic sediments and in tar-saturated sediments. They were found in sort of normal dirt and rock that they're digging through at that Metro stop. We're talking about different possibilities and maybe, you know, making some sort of exhibit out of them, or they may just go into the collections and be used by scientists to study.
So, Emily, can you paint a picture? Take me back 10,000 years ago. What was roaming at the time? What did it look like? What do we know?
Well, you know, pretty much most places on Earth looked a lot like Africa does today. When you go back to the Ice Age. So that's to say you had big animals walking around.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
A lot more places than you find today. So here in Los Angeles, we had, you know, these huge elephant relatives, mammoths and mastodons. We had giant sloths. We had saber-toothed cats and dire wolves, the real dire wolves, not the ones you see in Game of Thrones. We had camels and horses and bison, just lots and lots of big animals that you don't see around anymore, in addition to the normal animals that you see today, although potentially with some variations because it was a bit colder. So some of the animals that were here today, you might find further north or up in the mountains today.
So I understand that in November, a partial skull of an elephant was found. Is there, would you say, a holy grail fossil in this biome that hasn't been found yet?
Wow, that's an interesting question. You know, I don't know. I guess, I mean, you never know what you haven't found, right? Because if we haven't found it, it means we may not think it's here.
Can you imagine when they find us in the future? These were humans. Boy, they were fat. I'm just kidding. You know, some of us argue we're big boned when we're a little overweight. I'm just saying. Anyway, go ahead, doctor. You were saying.
Well, just that, you know, I mean, that's the thing about science. You don't know what you don't have yet because we don't have it. So right. There are things that are pretty rare. In fact, a camel find is relatively rare in our site. I mean, we have, you know, millions of specimens. We've got over 4,000 individual dire wolves of the Liberia tar pits and only about 40 camels. So that gives you an idea of sort of the relative, you know, likelihood of finding something. So that's relatively rare. There, some other things we don't find a lot of in the tar pits are bears. You know, we have a few, but we assume that given how many other big carnivores we find, there are probably a good deal more bears on the landscape, but for some reason they're not wandering into our tar pits.
Well, Dr. Emily Lindsay, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate this. When we come back, I will answer the question for those of you who've asked, can you swim in the tar pits? Not a good idea. Thank you so much, Emily.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
All right. We have much more coming up Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinos on KFI AM 640. Julie Slater in the newsroom. Take it away. KFI AM 640, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. I'm also very excited this morning, ladies and gents, because we have Mary Ruland on the phone right now. And if you've been following some of the stories we've done at KTLA recently, or just the news in general, you might recognize the name. But let me start with this. Rod Carew, do you know the name? He is a 7-time American League batting champion, first ballot Hall of Famer. And he was on a transplant list, a heart transplant list, in November of 2016, and also for a kidney. And his condition sadly worsened, and he was moved to the top of the list on December 9th of 2016. And November of last year, a NFL player, 29 years of age, unfortunately lost his life and ends up saving Rod Carew's life. But I want Mary Ruland, who is Conrad Ruland's mother, to share with us this incredible, beautiful story. Mary, good morning and welcome to Sunday Morning with Elizabeth Espinosa here on KFI.
Good morning and thank you for having me.
Of course. And you are so lovely because I met you this week as your family got together once again with Baseball Hall of Famer Rod Carew to speak about Conrad's incredible gift of life to everyone, right? Because his heart is beating inside Rod Carew's body, who is 71 years of age right now. Tell us about what happened to your son last year.
Well, first of all, Conrad was in the top shape of his life. He was working out and 270 pounds, 6'6", solid muscle, not an ounce of fat on this boy. couple days after Thanksgiving, he wanted to burn off some of those Thanksgiving calories, and he went into the gym, and he lifted weights. And after he lifted weights, he got on the treadmill, and he felt something pop in his head. And then he got an intense localized headache. And he called home and talked to my husband. My husband said, get to the emergency room. My husband's a physician. He said, get to the emergency room immediately. We need to rule out a lot of things, including an aneurysm. We didn't think it was that because Conrad was still walking and talking. He just, you know, had a headache and, you know, felt the click. By the time we got to the hospital, about 15, 20 minutes later, it had been determined that Conrad did indeed have an aneurysm, and it was pretty significant and in a bad place. It was pretty big. He stayed conscious and with it while the doctors, for about 4 days or so, while the doctors figured out what they wanted to do with him, you know, what course they wanted to take, whether it be, you know, a surgery or go through like a catheter type of thing through the groin and try to, you know, fix it that way. Well, in the meantime, it burst, and he went unconscious. He never regained consciousness again. He underwent a 17-hour surgery and never came out of the coma. And it was determined on December 12th that Conrad was indeed brain dead, and he was on the organ donor list, which he had just put himself on April of 2016 when he was renewing his driver's license that year. And the rest is pretty much history.
Well, but Mary, that's the part that's so beautiful, because you said he was renewing his driver's license and he comes up to you at the kitchen countertop and he says, Mom, do I do this?
Yeah. That was a surreal day now to think about it. I was cooking dinner and he was sitting here in the kitchen and, you know, we're just talking and he goes, oh, you know, I need to renew my driver's license. His birthday was April 4th. He would have been 30 April 4th. So he's renewing his driver's license, which you can do by mail. And he said, Mom, should I be an organ donor? And I told him, I said, sweetie, that's completely up to you. It's a very personal decision. You have to see what you feel about it. And he says, Mom, are you? And I said, yes, I am. I figured if I can't use my organs anymore and they could help somebody else, why not? And he sat for a second and he said, I'm going to do it. So I guess he checked the box, and this is where we are today.
And he's incredible. He saved Rod Carew's life with the heart, also a kidney transplant. And I understand two other patients have received other organs, correct?
That's correct. A woman in her 60s got Conrad's right kidney, and then a gentleman in his 50s got his liver, not to mention all of the tissue and, you know, the eye lenses and so forth that he can help. It's a multitude of people that he helps. I mean, these people he saved.
Conrad is such a sweetheart. I mean, at Stanford grad, so smart, carved out a 30-game NFL career for the New York Jets and the Baltimore Ravens. As you said, he was in the best shape of his life. He was your church buddy. I love that. Sunday, I know this is hard for you. You just lost your son in December, and you were so strong.
Well, thank you. It's, I guess, if you have a choice, you have to try to be strong. I mean, you have to choose strength, and that's what I'm trying to do. It's, believe me, this is not easy. This is a tough road, and every day I think, okay, just put one foot in front of the other. This is a lifetime journey that I'm on, and somehow we will get through it. We're four strong now. With Conrad up above, my guardian angel from above, he's helped, you know, guiding us through all of this. I really think that in some way divine intervention was here, but also I think Conrad, when he was in his unconscious state, he chose somehow where his organs should go, and he chose the right people, or, you know, Conrad or the Lord, or somehow this all happened. It's just, to me, it's very bittersweet, but it's amazing.
It is amazing that he is giving, even in his death, he's showing us what grace looks like. And I want to share with everyone that I was blown away when, as I was putting the story together over at KTLA, that your son met Rod Carew 20 years ago without knowing that one day he would be saving his life in his death.
Yeah, that was, you know, all of this came full circle. I didn't remember that day, of course, until I heard that Conrad got, you know, had helped Rod Carew. He came home. He was probably around 11 or so, sixth grade. And he gets in the car and he says, Mom, Mommy, I'm at Rock Crew today. I'm at Rock Crew today. And I said, honey, that's really great. And he goes, you know, Mom, he's a pro athlete. And I said, yeah, I know. I used to watch him play baseball. And he said, Mom, you know, I want to be a pro athlete one day. And I'm at Rock Crew today. And he just, the whole rest of the day, that's all he could talk about. It was, you know, so cute to look back at it and remember that day, because we're eating dinner that night and somebody would change the subject. But did you meet Rock? Because I met Rock Carew today. So like, today was my special day type of. It was really adorable to think back on it.
What a sweetie. Both your families are united for life. You know, for those of you who don't know, baseball legend Rock Carew also lost a child. He lost his 18-year-old daughter to leukemia. So you both share that as well. And he did, you know, mention that the most difficult thing is to lose a child. When we come back, if you don't mind, Mary, if you stick around, because you are doing such an incredible job to dispel the myths out there about, you know, being a registered organ donor, not to be afraid, to understand how it can make such an incredible difference. And it's an easy thing to do. So if you don't mind, if you stick around with me for just a few more minutes, when we come back, I'd like to share with everyone how simple it is. Because I know that you've been an incredible advocate since this has all happened for that.
Okay. I look forward to it.
Mary Rulin, thank you so much. We'll be right back. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Julie Slater in the newsroom. Please have mercy on me. Take it easy on my heart. Even though you don't mean to hurt me. KFI AM 640, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. So blessed this morning. I have such incredible guests. Thank you, all of you, for coming on and incredibly to tell your stories. You know, I think is the most important thing. And Mary Ruland is with us right now from Orange County, and her son is 29-year-old Conrad Newland. They have just such an incredible story of life and love. But he died in December, and shortly after he donated his heart and kidney to Baseball Hall of Famer 71-year-old Rod Carew. And we're talking now because it's important to donate life. And in April, by the way, is the National Donate Life Month. And so we want to encourage Americans to register as organ, eye, tissue donors and celebrate those that have saved lives through this gift of donation. Legacy One, I understand, is who did the transplant and helped. Mary, I think there was fear at first. And a lot of people say, well, but if they see I'm a registered organ donor, they're not going to want to save my life. So I don't want to check the box, yes.
Yeah, you know, of course that thought went through my mind when, you know, back last April when Conrad said, Mom, should I do it? I got an icky feeling going, oh gosh, I hope it never comes to that. And, you know, I hope that they, if it did come to that, they would do everything they could to save him and not just, oh, he's an organ donor and, you know, we could use this, this, this. It is not like that at all. I can speak firsthand on that. They did everything that they could possibly do to try to save my boy. And then even then some, they were wonderful. The people at UCLA, I don't even know if they knew right away that he was on the organ donor list. Mm. But they took care of him and kept him, tried to keep him comfortable and tried to save him till the very end. And I'm sure of it. It is not like that at all. We had to watch them do the test to determine that he was brain dead. And, you know, the family member has to watch that. Right. I know that there was no way that Conrad was going to come back. His body was coming back. His body came back enough to be able to donate because he did get pneumonia.
Yeah.
And he was shutting down. That's why he couldn't donate his lungs.
Mary, it's very easy, by the way, for people to register and to donate. It's donatelifecalifornia.org if you're here in California. Nationally, it's donatelife.net. Every heartbeat is unique. And I just want to wrap this up with you with that moment, the first time you heard your son's heart inside Rod Carew's body. Because every heartbeat, by the way, is unique.
Yeah, I was surprised about that. I didn't know that until all of this, that every heartbeat, it's like a fingerprint. When Rod came over and I got to listen to my son's heart beating through his chest, because I listened to Conrad's heartbeat the whole last day that they were going to do the brain dead tests. And I just listened to it from morning till night. And when I left, I said, I hope I get to hear this heartbeat again. And when I did, it was very powerful. It was bittersweet, of course, because it wasn't in my son's chest, but it was bittersweet to be able to hear a part of Conrad still living and beating up here.
Yeah. Mary Ruland, thank you so much for sharing your story and being an advocate. I know that even you coming on is going to save someone's life. You know, it's just going to continue. And please give my best to your husband and to your son, Austin, who was at that press conference. Thank you so much.
I will. Thank you for having me.
God bless you. Such a beautiful family. I can't say enough. This is our calendar section, so I do want to squeeze in some great ideas for you and your family. Because family is everything to us, as you know. Liz Nuremberg is an artist, and she is on the phone with us. Liz, what do we got for this weekend?
Well, there's an exhibition at an art space in Cypress Park called Elephant, and the exhibition's called Twiddle Poke Hold, and it's all touchable art. So they're handheld objects, and participants and viewers can come in and play and touch the objects.
Nice. And this is beginning anytime now through when?
It opened a couple weeks ago, so the last open time to come and see it is this coming Saturday, April 29th from 2 to 4 p.m.
Okay, Liz. Thank you so much.
Thank
and, of
you.
Course, all the information is on our website. And also, Jacob Jonas, he says he's with the To the Sea Dance Concerts on the Pier. That sounds amazing. Jacob, good morning. Welcome. What do we got?
Good morning. Yeah, so this coming weekend, April 29th and 30th, there's going to be free dance concerts on the pier that my company is producing. Every year they do the music concerts on the pier, and it brings out a great crowd. And as a choreographer and activist for dance in the city, I've always wanted to create a platform to show great dance. And so next weekend at 6 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, bring your family. It's free. And watch seven great national and international dance companies perform. Michael Jackson's choreographer, Tony Testa, will be there.
Beat it. Okay. You're Jacob Jonas. I'm there, man. I love dance. I'm going to just join your company. How's that? Thank you, Jacob.
Yeah. RSVP at tothesea.eventbrite.com or on my website, jacobjonas.com.
Perfect. Thank you, my friend. And Greg Shane, artistic director of CRE Outreach, company producer. Greg Shane, you guys have something incredible. It's Los Angeles area veterans take to the stage. They're sharing their struggles of life after the war zone, right?
Absolutely, and today is the final two performances of The Hero Within at the Wallace Center for Performing Arts. These seven brave men and women who served our country bring their stories to life on stage. Last night we had a sold-out crowd, and we're very excited to have people come out and see this incredible performance. Tickets are at thewallace.org/hero, and I highly recommend that everyone come out and see this incredible heartwarming production. It's so important, and everyone in the production are military veterans who served our country and come support.
Oh my God, I just got the chills, Greg. That is really beautiful. Thank you so much. And by the way, that venue is incredible. It's brand new there in Beverly Hills, right off of Santa Monica Boulevard. You've got to go check it out. Showtime's 2 p.m., right? And 7 p.m. Tickets,
correct.
$12 to $22. All the information on our website. Thank you so much, Greg Shane. And of
Thank
course,
you so much.
You guys, it's going to be a beautiful day out there. Enjoy the day. Love each other. The Jesus Christ Show is next. Julie Slater will have more time to chat next week, but welcome aboard. And again, thank you all. And remember, tune down, boo it. Just kidding. Have an incredible day. Espinosa out. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.